The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Sud Dude.
And Mike Costa.
You know, there's a lot of people who think Space Jam is what, you know, when the shuttle goes up into space, the residue it comes back with.
On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
The way to compete. That's the way to compete.
Hour number two, The Loose Cannons on your home of everything San Diego sports. Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego. 1350 in the IE.
In the IE.
We're going to have some appearances out there in the IE.
I hope so soon, man.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff to get on out there. We certainly thank you for your support. By the way, the IE, we have a huge voting base on our polls out in the IE.
The IE knows what's up.
They know the polling. By the way, I just got this from Tyson via Twitter.
Okay, what did Tyson say?
He said, it is a ridiculously stupid poll. It's like asking, what's more devastating? Your car being stolen, or the store selling out of the bike you want to buy to replace it?
That is a catch-22.
Huh? That's a pretty good...
Okay.
We've all had 100 and, let's see, how many votes in a row? 134 consecutive votes go to the Chargers on our poll today. If you haven't voted yet, what is more devastating to you, the San Diego sports fan? Would it be losing Soccer City or losing the Chargers? 96.69% are losing the Chargers.
Okay.
So on a day when Soccer City is fighting for its life, not too many people are there to support it, no. Despite the fact that they insist they have overwhelming majority.
75%.
75% of the people of San Diego support Soccer City. So that's why we put the poll up. I just wanted to test it on a day where, you know, this is, you know, you've got Nick Stone, you've got Landon Donovan, you know, begging to listen to the people, city council, listen to the people. So, by the way, Jack Cronin, who is there, he's been there all day long. He will join us live at 4:45. All right. Jack Cronin will join us live from the city council meeting. That will still be before the actual vote. So are they thinking about 5:30 for the actual vote on this?
He said anytime after 5 o'clock.
Anytime after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So he'll join us before that actual vote comes down. All right. It's that time.
4 and 4.
4 and 4.
4 top stories of the day.
4 and 4. Ernie Martinez.
He's 4.
He's always laughing.
4 and 4.
4 at 4 is brought to you by Sombrero Mexican Food, serving the freshest San Diego-style Mexican food.
You know, New York City's got a lot of great restaurants.
Mm.
Mexican food?
Nah,
nothing like Sombrero. Get to SombreroMex.com.
If they had a Sombrero on Times Square, man.
Oh!
Wow.
Lines around the block.
Wow. Okay. Yes. That's okay. We'll keep Sombrero right here where they belong in
Love
our beautiful city of San Diego. Ernie Martinez.
Yes.
What's up there?
How was your Father's Day, by the way, Ernie?
It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hung out with my dad, my family. Went to breakfast with them, went to church, saw my daughter sing in the choir, and then we went to my in-law's house and hung out by the pool.
Very nice. By the way, I got a gift yesterday that sort of blew me away.
What is it?
So,
a new shirt?
You know, so I sit there. No, you know that's coming. No, so I'm sitting there getting the cards for my kids and everything.
Right.
So I got a new short sleeve shirt. It will not be in the rotation because it's not a golf type shirt.
Okay.
I got one of those obligatory T-shirts that has some reference to being like a great dad.
Number one dad.
Yeah, one of that kind of thing.
Right.
I got a Starbucks card.
Oh, there you go.
Which is very cool, right? You know,
sure.
So you can, you know.
Was there money on it?
No, but here's no, there is money on it, obviously. You know, I haven't used it yet. I better check.
Right, right.
But here it was. So my son, Garrett, he's my younger son, just turned 19. And I open his card, and as I open the card, money falls out of it.
Wow.
And there was $30. Now, he works. He has a job and everything.
He's rolling
it's not
in
like,
it, man.
It's not like I gave him money and he handed it back.
No,
right?
No.
So he actually has money. But it was so weird. I mean, the first thing I did was don't give me money.
Right.
You
right.
need the money more than I do.
Yeah.
But after, and he's like, no, Dad, you know, I want you to have them. And then I'm finally like, yeah, thank you. I'll take the
money. It's about time.
But it was really, I never had like a child of mine give me money.
Yeah.
You know, that just seemed really weird.
I've had to dip into Topher's college savings here and there, so I'm kind of used to it.
Are you kidding? Do you know how many times I devastated that account? Are you kidding me? I wiped those accounts out like,
you know what? You sound like
10 times.
You sound like you had a pretty good Father's Day. I took my wife and son to the tippy top of the Empire State Building,
right? Yeah. And
which I had arranged with iHeartMedia New York. The special pass to get to the very, very top. Like,
oh, where can King, I do that too? Can I help? You
know, sure. Thank where you. King Kong hangs out?
Yeah. Right.
Well, okay. Took them all over these places. I didn't get a card.
No card on Father's Day? How did Tove jump in the morning? Happy Father's Day, Dad!
No, it was like, oh, by the way, throwaway. Oh, hey, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah.
That was my Father's Day.
Yeah.
Spending time with them in hot and stinky, sweaty New York City and then having to sit through a three-hour flight delay to bring them back home to San Diego.
Maybe you should take a look at some of those social media posts that you put up there and rethink why maybe they
react. That's a good point, Ernie. It's a very good point.
Can all of us dads admit it? Father's Day is like, come on. I mean, it's Mother's Day. You know, it's like when you get married, you know, just show up on time.
Yeah.
It's exactly, a bride's day and everything else. And just, you're like decoration.
And if
on
we
the
were
side.
To pull all the fathers listening to the Loose Cannon Family audience.
Yeah.
Don't you think we would get an overwhelming response to a perfect Father's Day is just leave me alone?
Oh, how about that?
Leave I see you every other day of the year. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. Just hopefully the day won't cost me
anything. Try not to cut your head off with a saw, okay? Just leave me alone.
All right. So hope everyone had a wonderful Father's
Day. And also to the moms, aunts, the grandmothers, the sisters and stuff who've got to pull the double duty for some families.
Good point.
Good job on you.
All right. Well, I had a very nice Father's Day.
That's great.
I thank my kids for that.
Super.
All right. Let's get this thing started.
Number four.
His girlfriend, Becky Edwards, All-American soccer player. Joe, that's actually his new girlfriend. That's Jenna Sims. They were all staying together this week.
Winners and losers.
Kepka is a winner. Fox Sports is a loser.
Loser!
Wow, you just heard one of the most devastating mistakes ever.
Yeah.
So Brooks Koepka, and by the way, you know, he is really dull. I mean, he's like Dustin Johnson. I mean, you when you're interviewing, even when he won, he had the similar reaction that Dustin Johnson had last year.
Right.
Now, normally, when you win a major, your first any major.
It's a friggin' U.S. Open,
boom!
Yo.
Yeah. Did you see, like when Koepka hit the tap-in putt on 18, he got like a passing fist pump from his caddy.
Yeah.
Like it was like sort of like this as the guy's putting the flag back in. I'm like, are you kidding me? Don't you remember Phil Mickelson and Bones?
Oh.
Jumping into each other. Even Sergio at the Masters,
of
man.
Of course.
So, but that's what Dustin Johnson did last year. This guy is insanely boring. Apparently the whole U.S. Open was boring. Yes.
This is Brooks Koepka following his win and was asked about his emotion, or lack thereof.
Brooks, you talked about showing more emotion than you ever have coming down the stretch. A lot of us didn't quite see that. I wonder if you could...
Did you see that fist pump there on 18?
It's huge.
Yes.
Yeah, big. Yeah, big. Okay.
He is a clone of Dustin Johnson. Insanely boring. By the way, second lowest ratings ever for a U.S. Open golf tournament.
Where was it last year? Up in Seattle, up in Washington, whatever it was.
What was it last year?
Was it where the course looked like moonscape?
No, that was 2 years ago.
Okay, sorry, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and then they're playing in a cow pasture in Wisconsin. Sorry, Brent, but it's. I tweeted this out. Get it back to being on beautiful courses, please.
Here's the problem. Fox Sports does a magnificent job with football, everything,
baseball,
golf is not their sport.
No,
it's
not.
Between Joe Buck introducing Koepka's girlfriend as Becky Edwards, the former soccer star, and then having to correct himself that it was actually Jenna Sims, some wannabe actress that just showed up for the shot.
No, it was pretty boring.
And the other thing is that Holly Saunders, she used to be with the Golf Channel, and they just put her in one outrageous outfit after another. I get it. When I told you, Ernie, that she just turned 30, you're like, what?
Yes.
How old did she look to you?
She looked at least 7 to 10 years older.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Man, what a slap in the face to her.
Yeah, but
here,
I mean,
put this little outfit on.
It was just, you're missing the point. If you're a golf fan, okay, check out what like CBS does, okay?
No one is better. Nobody is better.
Yeah.
Nobody comes close.
Like, go there. Joe Buck has no business on a golf.
So, buddy of mine that I was hanging out with yesterday won and picked Koepka, who was 40-1.
Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
To win it.
He did?
How much did he bet?
He won about $900.
Nice.
Really?
He goes in
Why
with three
would he bet on Brooks Koepka?
They just do this for the major tournaments. He said he and two other friends, they just put in $15 a piece and they
cool.
go for long.
Actually, Koepka had finished in the top 20 each of the last 3 years at the U.S. Open. So he had played well at the U.S. Open. But this guy is so boring. I mean, he's like Dustin Johnson. Where are the personalities?
That's it. And it's too bad because physically, the dude is built brick. House, yeah. He kills the ball, and you could see, man, just an ounce of personality. Oof. You could own this, bro.
Man,
it's just like
not there, not there.
Last year's U.S. Open was in Pennsylvania.
What's that? Okay. I can't hear you on the air.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Last year's U.S. Open was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, right. Two years ago, the course looked like they didn't water it for a year. It's like, right. Really?
Again, these new courses, you shouldn't have 16 under winning a U.S. Open.
No.
That's a PGA course, not a U.S. Open course.
Number three.
Yesterday.
Wow. Oh, man.
All right, so Pods lose.
Yes, they do. Chicago for the first of three with the Cubbies today.
Yeah, and then back here in San Diego. By the way, when they come back Friday and they open up a three-game series against the Tigers, they'll have 9 straight games at home.
Now, that's a homestand.
That's a homestand.
I like that.
And then the back end of that homestand will be the Dodgers. They'll be in the following week. So this Friday and the following Friday, we'll be out there at Park in the Park.
And Cannon Shot of the winner takes home a 4-pack of tickets to see those Padres take on the Dodgers. And there's also before in Park of the Park where will be Padres Beer Fest.
By the way, one other quick note. Padres still have the third worst record in baseball, but they're 5 games clear of the Phillies.
Oh, you got to be feeling good, Steve Hartman.
Am I ready to run the bases right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I bet the Padres have the worst record in baseball, but the Phillies are just ridiculously bad. So, long way to go.
Number two.
Pressure, under pressure. Lakers scrambling to improve draft position.
You know, the rumor was they were trying to offer Julius Randle as part of a package.
Okay, over the weekend, there was a rumor that when Markelle Fultz, the Washington kid, worked out with the Lakers, that they were so overwhelmed by him that they were going to trade Julius Randle and the number 2 overall pick to move up to the number 1 pick to take Fultz. This was after the first rumors that the Sixers at number 3 were going to leapfrog over the Lakers to get the number 1 pick. Well, that's exactly what happened. Ironically, what the Sixers offered that the Lakers couldn't offer was that next year's number 1 pick, which ironically, of course, the Sixers got from the Lakers to finally finish off that Steve Nash deal. Phoenix was involved in some way. But the other thing about the Lakers right now, they're trying to pick up an extra draft pick. They have nothing to move. They have nothing to move right now. I mean, they don't want to get rid of Brandon Ingram. You know, Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson. None of these guys are going to get you a high first-round pick. Not even close. Then you have the Paul George situation. Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. She was on Mark and Rich today. And Ramona was asked why the Lakers don't make a trade for George.
I think they really feel like he's coming, and why would you give up any of the young guys now if a guy really wants to be there? But, you know, Cleveland is probably the only team that could take a chance on trading for Paul as a 1 year rental, right? As that in that role, and risk losing him. I mean, if you're Cleveland, you're just going for it, right? So they probably do that, and then the Lakers have a decision to make. You know, can you really let that go down the road that far? So I think it kind of depends on what else happens with Paul George, but I also think they're watching and they're monitoring. You know, I know they, you know, publicly right now, and I think privately as well, they're sitting back because you know what those players are important for, Mark? Those young players, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, those guys. Those players are important, one, because you'd be selling low on all of them right now if you traded them. Remember those terrible contracts they signed last year?
Yes.
Luol Deng for $72 million.
Mozgov.
Yeah. Mozgov. Like, at some point, they're going to have to get rid of those contracts. And probably the only way to do that, is to package one of their, you know, younger kids with that, right, for that kind of a move. So I think, you know, it works on both. And one of them, maybe they pop, you know. And the other one, maybe whether they pop or not, like you have a young asset on a team control deal that gets better. You know, I think that's kind of the thinking on why they're not thinking about it now.
All right.
Why would he want to go to the Lakers?
Well, think about what Ramona was just saying there. So in other words, let's say Cleveland today were able to work out a straight up trade, Kevin Love for Paul George, but he has an expiring contract
right
at the end of the year.
So the idea is
that you would rent him for a year and then he hits the free agent market.
Right.
But let's say that deal is done and then Paul George leads Cleveland to an NBA championship. Why would he leave that situation?
You're not.
To go to the Lakers.
But does that
make any sense?
No.
Look, Durant was essentially on a one-year loan deal this year with Golden State. He's going to opt out of his deal.
And then re-sign.
And re-sign with Golden State. Why would Paul George not do the exact same thing if he goes to Cleveland and has success?
Yes, and if you're Paul George, if I'm in Paul George's shoes, I'm looking at, okay, if it's not the Celtics, right. I know we're going to talk about the Celtics here in a little bit who are coming after me. I'm looking at the Cavs or I'm looking at the Lakers, and I'm looking at who is closest to A, making a run in the playoffs, or B, getting back into the title game in the playoffs. It's obviously the Cavs.
And by the way, is Paul George a guy that's a franchise player? You know, that like a LeBron or Durant?
No. He's not, but he's great support, and he's better support than Love.
But if you put him with LeBron,
yes,
now you have a pretty devastating duo. But if you put him with a bunch of kids,
no.
He does not fit
with the Lakers and where the Lakers are right now as far as the growth of their franchise.
Bottom line is, if the Lakers really want Paul George, they need to make a trade now. Now, because otherwise Indiana's going to trade him elsewhere.
Sure.
They're going to load him right now where they can actually get something for him.
Number one.
Soccer City gets full dose of San Diego politics.
Oh, our political climate, it's the best in the nation. Certainly San Diego. San Diego City Council today. Hearing pros and cons, people have been given their 1 minute to speak on why they should go ahead and adopt the initiative, why they should not, as far as Soccer City is concerned.
All right. When we went on the air today, right out of Fusion, and they were checking our poll, right?
Right.
We had just put the poll up. Early votes are in. The poll was, what is more devastating to you, the San Diego sports fan? Would it be losing Soccer City or losing the Chargers? What was more devastating? And again, the poll seems ridiculous when you look at the results of the poll right now. But the idea is that Nick Stone, head of FS Investors, today, sitting in front of that city council, stating their case. Remember, there are two options today. Either they are going to vote to have this on the ballot in November of 2018, or they're just going to hand over the whole
right
Mission Valley
outright adoption of it
today. And they'll have that vote coming up a little after 5 o'clock. So when we had the Fusion, the vote was 12-5, losing the Chargers over Soccer City. We just started the poll. It is now 174-5.
In favor of what?
In favor of the Chargers. So it was 12-5 when we started the show.
Sure.
And now it's 174-5 It doesn't look like Soccer City's getting any traction. That would be 162 consecutive votes going one way. I guess they were right.
Body blow.
See, we were making the argument that you would never get 75% agreement on anything. Well, on this poll right now, we're at 97.21.
Now, if you want to state your case to bring soccer and have Soccer City, you think that...
I've said that a few times. Yeah. It really hasn't worked. If you say it. Maybe because you have credibility with the soccer fans.
Maybe because people sort of feel like, well, they're not open to Soccer City.
All right. Well, quick, I want to get to Fred. He has a comment about the poll and Soccer City. Hey, Fred, welcome. You're on with the Cannons. Fred, are you there? I think that says Fred. It all right there. Right there. All right, Fred. We'll try to catch up with you again.
Devastating, Fred.
Yeah. I thought he might have some words of encouragement to get everybody going for Soccer City.
He's weeping at the loss of the Riverwalk.
The pictures look so cool, man.
So do the three-eyed fish.
Yeah.
Come on. No, it's. We'll just see. After, what'd you say? After 5 o'clock is when we're supposed to get
after
the vote.
After 5 o'clock, we'll have it.
All right. As the NBA draft approaches, the Celtics continue to run circles around the Lakers. We're going to tell you why they're winning big right now after this. Cannon's with you on this Monday. Coming up tomorrow on the Mark and Rich Show, the Xander, and I don't know how to, I'm sorry if I butcher his name. Is it Shoffle or Shoffley?
Shoffley.
Okay. And Xander, I'm sorry, you're La Jolla's own.
Yeah, he went to San Diego State.
A awesome, awesome showing at the U.S. Open.
Top 10.
Top 10 finish.
In his first U.S. Open, which, by the way, guarantees he'll get to play in next year's U.S. Open.
Xander will join Mark and Rich tomorrow afternoon.
Shoffley. It's either Shoffley or Shoffley. I heard multiple pronunciations of the name, all right?
So, well, I butchered
by the way,
it.
If you know it, Shoffley. Shuffle. Because people are all constantly updating us on everything we say wrong.
Of course.
Or that we mispronounce. And so we get a steady stream of that throughout the show. By the way, one quick note out on our poll. We got our first Soccer City vote since we actually went on the air at 3 o'clock.
All right. Well, that's building towards that 75%.
So after rattling off 173 consecutive votes for the Chargers.
All right.
One Soccer City fan. Let's get back to Fred. We knew Fred was something was going on. Apparently, his phone was on mute.
How dare he?
Okay. Well, if you're going to talk to the Cannons, mute is not a good thing. Hey, Fred, how you doing today?
Good, guys. How you guys doing? You guys are brutal, man. I know. You guys got time to fill there. But, you know, the way that I look at it, I know you guys want to claim me as a Soccer City guy, but before that, I'm a native San Diegan following the Chargers for almost 50 years and a season ticket holder for over 25 years. I mean, it's obvious. There's no doubt about it. Losing the Chargers is the most devastating thing that we've gone through here. It has nothing to do with Soccer City. That's a byproduct of what's happening. But the thing is that I don't think the poll really represents, you know, the following in this city. I mean, I'm in marketing. You can write poll questions to get your, you know, to get the responses that you want. I think that it just comes down to, you know, the ineptitude of this city council of not seeing that, you know, talking with the MLS and the unique situation that we have here, that we lost the Chargers, a major sport, the major sport in the United States, and we're about to put another major sport in jeopardy called the San Diego State football, and a 40,000-seat stadium shouldn't be a concern of anybody. If we all feel that San Diego has the support that it has for MLS, which will never replace the NFL, not in our lifetime at least, that's the direction that we should have been going. And now to vacillate and push this to 2018, my fear is that nothing will happen. San Diego State is going to be in jeopardy with their football program.
Yes.
That space is going to turn into condos and strip malls, and we're all going to lose. We got to grow up. We got to see that the NFL is not coming back for 10, 20 years, if ever. San Diego State has to be protected, but this city council just can't do it. They can't even get our streets fixed, for God's sake. and we're gonna put it in the hands of these people. It should go to a vote. They should sit down and continue to talk. get with the MLS director, MLS commissioner directly, the mayor, without FS Group, without anybody, and explain the unique situation and that a 40,000-seat stadium is the way to go. Don't even talk about able to expand it even further, but just go to that point and get everybody to do that, because that's the only win situation, because other than that, too much pressure is going to be put on San Diego State on their own to find a way to build a 40,000-seat stadium. They're not going to be able to buy that parcel. They want it gifted to them, which I think is a mistake. But, you know, somehow, one way or another, we got to find a solution here. Otherwise, we're going to be left with very little.
Well, and Fred, I think you're on to something 100%. This is what I would do if I were the FS investors. So these are money people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
very successful
and
money
and they
people.
Want this Mission Valley property. And again, the price tag has been set at $110 million, which is what's in Mission Valley plus the Chargers Park area. Here's what I would do. If they can't get this special election, which would jeopardize the MLS, scrap the MLS. Forget it. What do you really want? You want the property. Remember, at any point, the city council can approve the transfer of this property to anybody. So what I would do is I'd say, if I have FS investors, forget the soccer stuff. Okay. We just want the property.
Which team, we all know they do anyhow.
Then team with San Diego State.
Exactly.
Get them a 40,000-seat stadium. Make a deal. And guess what?
You're the saviors of Aztec football.
Well, and you'll also get the approval right. of the city council. You yep. won't even need a vote.
And maybe by them not winning today with the city council, maybe this opens up the opportunity for dialogue to start up in earnest, all positive, at the same table as Fred just said. Not everybody standing alone, little islands out there, but everybody standing together.
All right, we're going to have, again, Jack Cronin, Kogo will join us here in about 10 minutes. He's been there all day long. Still have yet to vote. And remember, the vote is one of two things. It's either approving a vote for Soccer City, not this November, but in November of 2018, or hand it to him right now. That's what is at stake today by the vote of the city council. Let's go to DR. All right, let's get a quick call with DR. Then I got to get to this, how Danny Ainge is just stomping on Magic Johnson's head. DR.
Hey, guys.
Hi, DR.
So I've been listening for the last couple of months, and a couple of things. I'm just tired of listening to Nick Stone. Just do not have him on the show anymore. He doesn't say anything new, and I get the point. The thing, I charge a fan since 63. It just feels like it's just been orchestrated too much, like they're trying too hard, like a guy trying to get a girl to say yes. Just say yes, just once, please, we'll do anything. And I have serious doubts that we can't, you know, trust these people, because they are money people, and let's just have other money people in competition. That's how things work. So I like to get the hotel property people in to say, yeah, we could make a ton of money with Mission Valley property too. That's look just like with the NBA draft, right? Look at the Celtics did. So we're not playing one off against the other.
All right. Well, DR, I
listen. I think that's a major hurdle for a lot of people when it comes to there's no trust of politicians for good reason. And whenever it involves money people, the bulk of us immediately go to, oh, you're just trying to make more money. Well, yeah, that's why they're in the business that they're in. But we have a problem with the trust factor and really believing that everything they tell us is on the up and up, and there's been no backroom deal, there's been no grease into the palms, there's been no clandestine meetings around this. That there's been 100% transparency. And I don't blame people who don't trust individuals like politicians and money folks.
All right, we are less than an hour away from a decision being made by the San Diego City Council on the next step for Soccer City, whether or not there actually is going to be one. Again, Jack Cronin will join us in less than 10 minutes with the update.
Apparently, we need Danny Ainge in San Diego to run this.
Danny Ainge has done a remarkable job. You know, when we talk about great rivalries in sports, you think about Celtics-Lakers, except for the fact that they have faced each other 12 times in the NBA Finals, once when the Lakers were in Minneapolis, and the Celtics have won 10.
Ooh!
Oh, I'm sorry. Nine. So 9-3.
Still pretty impressive.
9-3 Celtics. But here's what we don't get about the Lakers situation right now. Jerry West was available.
Jerry West made a decision
that he has done what he needs to do at Golden State.
Couple rings say that.
79 years young, wants to do it one more time. He was available. And he's back in L.A. with the Clippers. How? You know, we see Magic Johnson, and he's reaching out to Kobe, and he's reaching out to Kareem. He's reaching out to all these people to sort of help him put the pieces back together again, when the only guy that actually has a track record that can do it, and he's in the Clipper organization.
Jerry West is probably one of the classiest guys ever in the NBA.
There's only two people in the discussion of the greatest personnel men in the history of the NBA: Jerry West and Red Auerbach. There's nobody else even in the conversation.
So I don't think Jerry West is looking at this as an FU to the Lakers, but you know, the Clippers are like,
they never called him. The Lakers never called him.
Right. And it's because of ego. Magic is calling Kobe and Kareem.
Right.
Let's look at their track record as personnel guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 0.0. So it's Magic Johnson wanting to put his stamp on this team since Jeannie Buss put him in that position.
The Celtics have potentially 7 first round picks over the next 3 years, and they have cap space.
Yeah.
And they were a team that just a couple of years ago was as bad as the Lakers. Now they've just made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Lakers are still at the bottom of the barrel. Oof. If you're a Laker fan, there's nothing worse than losing to the Celtics. And right now, they are losing to the Celtics bad. All right, Jack Cronin. He's going to be joining us. Again, Kogo, he'll give us the latest update. What's been going on all day long with City Council and the representatives of FS Soccer City? You're going to find out coming up next.
The Padres were able to sweep the Cubbies the last time the teams met. How do they fare this time? It's Clayton Richard versus John Lester. We break it down starting at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Don't forget, today's winner of the Cannon Shot of the Day will get a 4-pack of tickets to see the Padres and Dodgers coming up June 30th. And we're going to be doing our show out there that day, Park in the Park. So make sure you get your calls in, 570-1360. Follow us on Twitter, at Cannon Hartman, Acosta, 1360, Texas, at 70470. All right, today, Soccer City is the only agenda for the City Council. What is happening right now? What's the vote? What's going to go on the rest of today? There's only one man that has all the answers. He's been there all day long, Jack Cronin, our dear friend over from Kogo. Jack, are you bleary-eyed after all the talking that's been going on so far today?
Well, unfortunately, this is nothing new to my profession, my job here, fellas. Yes, we have to wade through the public comment. It is valuable that the public comments is open government, after all. So it's valuable time, but it is 4 hours in right now. And we've had both sides testify. We've had Landon Donovan and Nick Stone and all the FS investors and Soccer City proponents up there speaking before the council. We've also had San Diego State, John David Wicker speaking against it, some of the other developers in Mission Valley. So we are now 4 hours into public comment, and we're getting toward the end of it. So the council members will then get a chance to say their piece before they have only one of two options. And that's what the key is today, fellas. Soccer City is still asking for a special election before November 30th of this year, because that's what they say only fits in their MLS expansion timeline. They don't get a vote before November 30th or approval by the council. That's not likely to happen, though. So they don't get the vote before November 30th. Their project is dead. Well, today, Council President Myrtle Cole said, we're not even talking about a special election. She's not even scheduling a vote on a special election. So there are only two options for the council: to approve it outright, which is not likely to happen, or to send it to the ballot of November of next year, which is what Soccer City says would kill their project. It's a pretty big blow, and it happened even before all of this public comment took place here today, right off the top as we started at 1 o'clock.
Jack, we brought up earlier Measure L, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was to do away with special elections and the money that they cost the city?
So Measure L last year was approved by two-thirds of voters in the city of San Diego. However, it's kind of like a guideline. It's like a recommendation from voters. And what that recommendation is that you should make big citizens' initiative decisions before the largest voting public. And that.
Oh, we lost Jack. Myrtle Cole got him. Blow dart. Right in the neck.
All right, we'll reconnect with Jack. By the way, Matt said this. I have a glass of scotch, a pipe, put some glasses on, and grab the biggest book in my house, ready for Jack.
He does make us smarter when he comes
on. He goes, every time, I'm like, Jack's at a different level, and then you guys get back on. I'm in my comfort zone once again here. All right, we'll reconnect with Jack Cronin.
Yes.
As he was getting into some great detail.
Okay, so Measure L basically wasn't ironclad. It was more or less just, here's right, what
we have Jack back. Jack, okay. I'm sorry, we thought you were taken out by some of your detractors out there. It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. I apologize. No, as you guys are saying, it's just it's a recommendation by the voters to place it in front of the largest voting public, but it's still up to the city council to make decisions. Special election, June election, November election. It's completely up to the council, but it is a recommendation for these kinds of big projects.
Jack, I want to ask you about the remote possibility that the city council could just say, it's yours. I mean, we've talked about this off air, about that could actually happen at any time, right?
Yes, that can happen at any time before they go to the ballot, which is November of next year. It's what it's looking like now. But as you said, it's remote. I mean, the way the votes have been going, they've been lining up on party lines. It just has not been going to Soccer City. It's been lining up in favor of letting the public decide later in the process. So, no, it is a possibility, but it certainly does not look like that's going
to
be the outcome.
But my follow-up to that is this. How married is FS to the MLS? In other words, if a decision today essentially kills the MLS, why would FS say, well, forget them, we'll team up with San Diego State? We want the property. I mean, they could do that, right? And get almost an immediate approval from the city council?
Again, I can't speak for the city council, but it would certainly help their chances. I think we still have to go through the motions, those guys, and have today's vote. Yes, I mean, it doesn't look good for them. They have repeatedly said that if there is no Major League Soccer team, they said it again today in public testimonies, they said it on record today, that if there is no Major League Soccer team, there is no development. What you're alluding to is if they fail today as they are expected to, then they should go back and start trying to negotiate again with San Diego State, try to negotiate with the other developers, anybody who's against them, try and get them on their side, the unions, whoever it is, because you want this approved. You want the people to be, you know, excited about it. You want people to vote for it. So, yes, but all that, I think we have to wait a couple more hours before we start talking about negotiations between the two sides, because we have to officially have them vote today, and it doesn't look good for Soccer City.
Jack, any news as far as whether the mayor was trying any, you know, 11th hour wrangling with any of the Democrats on the council trying to get something today?
Well, the mayor did not speak today, Mike, as he did the last 2 weeks that we've been talking about this. He did not speak in front of the council. When I talked to him on Friday, he didn't allude to anything, any trying to change any votes. I think he's already done everything that the mayor's office thinks they can do. They went through the budget process. They put the $5 million back in. It still exists and will exist for the next year if they want to call a special election. But I think they've done what they can do now, and there's just this large group that's opposed to this development project, and it just doesn't look like any of these votes are going to change from the last two Mondays.
When Myrtle Cole laid down the law of what was going to actually happen today, did Nick Stone like charge her? Was he like ready to take her out? Like
No. And things have been very civil here today, and as they have been the last 2 weeks. People are taking their time at the podium. They're respecting the rules of the order of the council, and they are petitioning, they're asking, both sides are asking for what they want out of Mission Valley moving forward. It's been a very respectful process, but, you know, it's just, it's disappointing. disappointing for the Soccer City folks to not even have the option of the special election. But again, it wasn't going to pass anyway. So yes, it is disappointing. But the way the votes have gone the last 2 weeks, it wasn't going to be in their favor likely anyway.
Great update as always, Jack. We'll await like you for the vote. Do you think the vote's going to come before we're off the air at 6?
Yes, I do expect it to come before 6 o'clock.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Jack. We'll get an update then from Jack Cronin-Kogo. He is on the scene there with the city council. The future of Soccer City in the balance. Time to qualify someone right now for the cannon shot of the day. Drum roll, please. This out. Cannon shot, give up.
I'm going to give it to caller Fred there in the second hour, saying we need to stand together, not separately, on the Mission Valley property. Speaking of that, has the death knell already rung for FS investors in Soccer City? We'll also update you on the poll after this.